I just want to end on the politics here. So just starting with the coalition, you mentioned that the PM might be seeking to wedge them. What could we see here? Could we see Susan Lee struggling to unify the party again now that the legislation has been split and they've got to deal with both separately?
Well, these are really important laws, but of course we have to think about the politics underneath. And I think that point that you make, Reggie, is exactly right. I think she's struggling with her authority inside the party. Of course, she was under pressure before Christmas trying to hold on to the leadership, and she's got a few high-profile critics within her own party. She's trying to unite liberal moderates and liberal conservatives and keep the whole show together. But exactly how much authority she can exert on what the coalition will do here is an open question. It's possible that she can respond to the various forces within the party and kind of come to some kind of agreement internally and then take that to the government on various provisions. But I think whatever happens in the next little while, we'll probably see renewed pressure on her leadership, simply because the coalition's really struggling since the election. Even with some of its wins against Labor in this process of the past month or so, unless the polling dramatically improves for Susan Lee, I think she'll come under pressure from people within her party to try and replace her as opposition leader.
And just finally, I mean, you said this is really consequential legislation. A lot will be examined on the substance of it, but in terms of how the Prime Minister looks right now, do you think we are seeing a weakened Prime Minister because he's had to back down, or are we seeing a pragmatic Prime Minister just trying to get his legacy down on paper?
Well, he's definitely lost some skin since Bondi. I mean, the process of resisting a royal commission for nearly a month and then having to do a backflip and institute a Commonwealth Royal Commission was difficult. I think Labor really felt the heat on that. I'm never sure exactly how we should interpret backflips in politics. You know, is it better to resist and keep your original position, even if everyone says that you've made the wrong call? Or is it better to do a reversal and accept that your judgment might not have been 100%? I think he'll be trying to reassert his authority. He'll be trying to end what's been a pretty messy process. And I think he'll hope that once this legislation goes through Parliament, they can look the community in the eye, look Jewish leaders in the eye and say that they've done their best. There's water to go under the bridge in the next couple of days. You know, nothing is really locked in until it's locked in. So it'll be interesting to see. I think Anthony Albanese will be pleased once this special sitting of Parliament's finished. He'll have a chance to catch his breath until after Australia Day when Parliament comes back as scheduled. And that's when the political year will really get underway. He finished the year before Bondi, of course, in a pretty strong position. Labor had had a big win in the middle of the year. His opposition was pretty weak. Bondi has changed the status quo for sure. We might need a little bit more time to understand exactly how it all plays out in terms of public perception and polling.
As always, time will tell. Tom, thank you so much for talking to us on a Sunday from Parliament House.
Thanks a lot, Reggie.
That was political editor Tom McElroy. You can find more of Tom's reporting on theguardian.com, and we've linked his latest piece on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Joe Koning, who also did the sound design and mixing. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Reggie Ahmed. See you soon.